This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's almost President's Day, and this year, I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have to start this segment off with an apology. Honestly, I am sorry. Because we've done a lot of really dumb things on this show.
Oh, God.
And this will...
He has a list.
He does it. Does he have something in his hand? Does he have
nothing
his phone
in his hand,
hand,
but he's...
Is it time for a list?
He's got
it's
it.
In his
I live and breathe these things. This will by far be the dumbest thing we've ever done. And I want to just say that.
You
I,
understand.
I'm aware.
Okay.
I'm aware.
I feel giddy like a school child right now.
Because you get...
I love the list.
Well, this
it's
is
not a list.
It's not a list.
It's a controversial ranking, if it's anything.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Thank you. And this is somewhat Erica's fault because she brought up, I think it was a while ago.
Oh,
somehow
Jesus.
It came up, and we were like, "Oh, I was challenged to rank the best." Does anyone remember?
No, but I remember this conversation. But
you
I don't
are
remember
such
what it
a weirdo.
About.
You remember everything, Erica.
Okay, well, not this.
Okay.
Oh, it was like, oh my God, he should do the best. Fast food drive-thrus.
No.
No.
I do remember this conversation.
Was it another animal? I'm so tired of the animals.
Much dumber. Much dumber.
I'm so tired
okay,
of
wait,
animals.
Wait, wait, wait. So you're calling it dumb, but it was my idea.
Yes. Well, it came up that I was challenged to rank the best meats on a stick.
Oh, my God.
That's what it was.
That's right.
Now, hear me out.
You don't know all the meats on a stick.
Because we were discussing corn dogs.
Hear me out.
Have you been to Renaissance Festival?
No, I haven't.
Then you don't...
There's not a lot is amongst my research. There's not a lot. Meats on a stick.
Did you research yourself or did you allocate Slacker Show research team funds
let's
for your
get,
stupid?
Come on. We're not. Let's not get
they
into
have new
that.
Jackets.
They think I'm in charge. Let's keep it. I've been lying to them.
Okay.
So meats on a stick, a little too niche because there's not that many. So I've altered it to I have the... controversial rankings.
Oh, Jesus.
Do we have a song for this?
Again, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This is the portable meat rankings. So these are meats you can eat on the go, kind of like on a stick, but they're not necessarily on a stick, but it's meats.
Would like Lunchables be considered portable meat?
Great question. So my...
Dude, this is not a press conference. Relax.
Thank you for
relax.
Being here.
Relax.
Okay. All right.
Trent Crim, the independent.
The criteria was breading is allowed on the meat.
Oh.
That's it.
Okay.
So it has to just be meat.
Meat
Or meat and breading.
And meat and breading.
That, I can't wait for corn dogs to come in number one, baby.
Oh, my God.
I agree with you.
Okay. Thank you.
No, again. I think there's a dark horse out there. I don't know what it is, but there's some sort of... Does a turkey leg count as meat on a stick? Can the turkey leg itself be the stick?
It's not a stick. It's just portable.
Portable.
Portable
oh,
meat.
Because, portable.
Because maybe turkey leg deserves to be on the list.
Hmm.
Or maybe not.
We'll see. Coming in at number 10.
Okay.
I was like,
oh,
are we going to get to the last or?
Is there a way? Remember we had a show meeting about maybe making this five? Five.
We had a show meeting about that?
No, in my head I did. I was like, I meant to pull him aside and go, man, you need to shorten this.
Okay.
we can go through it because the bottom 10, it's, I'm scraping the bottom. Again, everyone.
No,
I'm,
I think it might have some healthy discussion. It seems like Eric is still
so
stoked
sorry.
About it.
Yeah.
Number 10, a pepperoni stick. Very portable. A little spice, a little flavor.
Hold on, but if you have...
So you're just going...
Yeah.
No
one like
has
a, like
ever...
Like a chomp?
No one's ever done that.
Oh, you mean like a
snap into a Slim Jim.
Like a pepperoni stick. Just a stick of pepperoni, yeah. They make them.
But you're saying... I think you're saying more than... I don't think you're saying the same thing.
Very similar to a chomp.
Yeah,
I'm not sure
a chomp
that he
or,
eats
these. Yeah.
A chomp? Is that a...
Yeah.
Or a Paleo Valley.
Snack sticks.
Any of the...
Okay, yeah. But it's not jerky.
But it's about that thick around...
Yeah, and sometimes like Jack Lynx makes them.
Oh, isolate that video.
Right.
It's the ones that really skeeze
it.
Me, and you won't like
you.
This okay. one. It doesn't fit your list, but it has the pepperoni stick
and
a
cheese
next to it, and
they
the
take
grease.
On each
yeah.
other's grease.
Yeah,
that is a Jack Lynx brand.
Is,
I'm
yeah.
looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Googled.
Okay.
Number 9, tuna pouches.
You're disgusting. I thought you...
This is not my personal rankings. The Slacker Show research team. On the weekends, not during company time,
no
I've been
one
crunching the numbers.
Likes the tuna pouch.
But they do exist. The Charlie, the little shark guy.
And
the
they
Starkist,
are good protein.
Or, is it Starkist? Whatever the brand
yeah.
is?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I just barfed
Lemon
in
Peppa,
my own...
Okay. He says in the commercials. Yep, number 8. Okay. A brat.
You know what?
His list
I
is
I almost
dumb.
Said a bad word. I don't like brats. I said it.
Okay. Can I do something controversial since we're in the middle of a controversial mm-hmm. ranking? This is something you're probably never going to hear on the Slacker Show again. So hit record on your cassette deck.
Are you turning off her mic?
I agree with you.
No!
Oh my gosh!
I think bratwurst, I had a traumatic barf incident as a child, and bratwursts have a very distinct taste going in. So imagine what they taste like coming out.
I'd rather just a good old-fashioned hot dog.
Yeah, a bratwurst are just, they're yeah. vile. It's like, no, but I boil them in beer first. And I don't care what you do to it.
Brats right. are delicious.
It's disgusting.
Brats
like Beyonce
brat
might
should
be higher up
over this statement. So.
Really? I like, they're okay, but sometimes you don't quite bite through the little
but wait,
yep.
you know,
yep.
nobody eats a bratwurst just plain. It's got to have a bun. Oh, is that
breading.
Your breading? Oh, my God.
Bread.
That is...
It's bread.
Okay. Oh, then hot dog's going to be... Oh, my God. Your
I
list...
I can't wait.
Portable meats.
Portable...
Are we at 7?
Isn't yes. any meat portable? Couldn't I walk over to Ocean Prime and go, give me the 8-ounce filet,
and
they hand it to me?
Hold it in your hand?
Yes, I would. I will absolutely go
You're
over there
disgusting.
Right now and hold a filet in my hand.
Okay.
Sorry, I ran out of air there from all the filets I've walked around
Number
with.
7, filet from Ocean Prime. Number 7, it's actually a chicken nugget. Very portable. Eat it on the go. Just meat
like
and breading
it.
Again.
I like where we're at.
Who doesn't like a chicken nugget?
So then would a hamburger be considered portable?
Because here's the thing. The way Tiak eats them, probably, because he's Johnny No Condiments. Remember when we went to the restaurant, he's like, can I get your cheeseburger except just destroy anything that has any value or nutrition on it?
That's what they thought I said.
And they didn't even give you cheese.
I know, that's, yeah.
Cheese, what number are we at?
That was number 7. Number 6, portable meat rankings, a kebab.
Yeah,
that should be higher
I
up.
Just feel like you're taking such a wide swath with
yeah.
these.
Kebabs, hard to eat.
It's meat
you
on a
think?
Stick.
Yes, I thought
but
it's
you're
portable.
Like trying to pull it off and then you're sticking yourself in the back of the throat and then something's burnt and then...
What are you doing? Somebody's going to get that video and combine it with your other weird little thing you did. I just want to say this. I am a non-traditional kebabist. Okay. I don't believe, because I know you and your fiancé recently had kebabs, right?
They weren't very good.
Okay, because Whoa. You bought them pre-made. I'm yep. telling you.
Oh, really?
You don't buy pre-made kebabs. I'm also a firm believer And while a kebab looks good, that's not the way to cook a kebab. You make a kebab of just chicken. You make a kebab of just zucchini.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they cook for longer amounts of time. Oh. If you want your zucchini done, you have ruined the meat. You have cooked it far too long. So you separate and then you pull them off into a bowl and you just have bowls full
and
of kebab-iness.
Why did I even cook it on a kebab?
No, because it is cool because it gets cooked on all sides. It's kind of like...
Yeah, you can walk around the neighborhood with it. It's
okay, this is one of those moments where I have to be the captain of the team.
And we're going to need to
We have to take a break.
Okay.
So...
Again, I am sorry. I stated that clearly at the beginning.
I'm excited.
But I was challenged and I don't...
So if you're riveted and want to know what number one is, you're just going to have to wait. The rest of the controversial rankings of portable meats... is coming up next.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do not adjust that dial. You stayed, so you get to hear the rest of the controversial ranking. Rankings of portable meats.
Yeah, listeners might be eating some of these currently in their cars, maybe. While they're listening. That's the whole point. We're celebrating. I was challenged to rank meat on a stick. Not a lot of that, so I widened the swath.
Okay.
Portable meats, the criteria, meat is allowed, obviously, bread / breading also allowed.
Which Nothing has got else. Him so he can...
That's
go
it.
Ahead and let's recap the five, in case you are just joining us because you are gainfully employed and missed.
I think words spread by now, so people
oh, yeah,
are starting
people are
to turn.
Just tuning in to get to the...
Number 10 was the pepperoni stick. Tuna pouches at 9. Number 8, brat. Number 7 was the chicken nugget. A lot of agreement on that one. And number 6, the kebab. Some people think it's not on the list. Aaron thinks it should be higher.
The kebab?
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed. I don't know what meats I'm missing from the stick right now or for portable, but I'm
portable's throwing me off. Corn dog, hot dog,
yeah, but here's
hamburger.
My problem. Tuna shouldn't have been in there. I just
tuna
feel like...
Tuna belongs in negative
Yeah, tuna, I'm a little disappointed in the
this
research
This is the
team.
Hard part about doing the rankings is sometimes I have to go against my heart. I hate tuna myself, but it deserves a spot on the list.
Well,
the
and how else it would out. It live up to its name of controversial ranking?
Right.
Without a dark horse, if you will.
I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to tell the truth.
It ain't show friends.
Right.
It's show business.
Number 5, the controversial portable meat rankings, a big ass turkey leg.
You don't even like them. Do you?
Again.
It's not about him.
I'm the truth teller.
Does anybody like them? Because I
Too
love
pink.
The idea of them. But then when you start eating it, it has those weird, sinewy, like almost
bone.
Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's too pink when you bite into it and you're like, are we cooked?
But I think the pink is from the smoke.
I think you're from the smoke. I really don't like turkey legs.
Dude, you are going to be a rough date on Renfest. But
oh,
I think
I'm not
we
going
as a,
to Renfest.
I think
you
we as a show have to
the
go.
Traffic.
Oh, God. Oh. Then you'll be in it for, but you'll get to win. We'll just go early. The whole show, if we go early, like you were just trapped in it on the way to Manitou and that sucked.
Yeah.
Because it was just in your way. But if it's in your way because that's where you're going.
Still bad.
Okay.
I don't like waiting. You know that.
But they have other meats on a stick there. And they have mead and they have beers and they have the rides are all controlled by the people.
Huh?
It's Renaissance Fest. So if you're on a carousel, like
Someone's
five beefy
it.
Guys walk, push the carousel round and round.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's
and
so
they have
fun.
Gestures that just like make fun of people all the time.
They just stand in the front and
it's
insult
great.
The bejesus out of you.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I do think we've lost the plot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
No, it's probably better.
No, I'm just trying to save the whole thing, Erica.
Okay, okay.
The turkey
okay.
legs are real big at tailgates, like college football tailgates, and it seems like you got to have a lot of alcohol in you to really
you do.
Like enjoy it.
We're going to get a chicken wing.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh.
Yep. That's going to be number one.
I will say this. Mark my words. He's off the show if chicken wings aren't in there and tuna was. Like for real.
That's
like
valid.
That's fireable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you eat chicken wings on the go? I'll let the
Do you eat a tuna pouch on the go?
Yes.
No, you
sit down and eat it.
Like every time I'm driving down 225, there's somebody just hands inside like Gollum.
You use a fork.
Oh my God, but it's not all that portable.
Okay.
The way these are supposed, it sounds to me like you shouldn't need a fork if it's portable. You should be able to just hand it to your mouth. Hand mouth, hand mouth. Mm. Is that not the definition?
Stop doing that or else we're going to get that video.
Okay, all
right. I'm isolate that.
Yeah. Number four, you guys are hot on the trail. Chicken tender.
Tendies. Ooh, chicken with a tender. Nice thick breading.
Oh. Yeah. Now, if you remember,
I had a second cup of coffee this morning.
We shared something there, Eric and I. That was
special.
Who sees
her face painting for the next one of these? It's like, it's a controversial ranking.
Especially if we're talking about breaded chicken.
Do you know that I think we can sell a bunch more Rockies gear right now? Because the Rockies suck. We all know it. They're the worst team in baseball history. So if you run down there right now to the little team store and grab one of those little CR hats, just know that it's not Colorado Rockies. It's controversial rankings.
Oh, my. I am literally going to the game this weekend. I'm getting a hat for
controversial rankings.
Now,
I'm mad that you've put tenders and nuggets because they're adjacent.
No, they are not.
Thank you. The numbers bear it out. They both deserve spots.
If you need T-Hack and I, we will be having fun together because we are connected.
What are you? How is it not the same? It's just a
have
cut
you seen
version.
A tender?
Oh my God. We just need a mashup
There's
of
so
every hand
many
motion
clips.
We've made.
And also,
just like, oh.
Tenders are more like, they're like this shape.
Keep going.
They're like this shape.
Yep, keep going.
And a nugget is like this shape, and that's different.
Okay.
And also the breading is typically different.
Who's your favorite? Is it Slim Chickens? Is it Cane's? Is it?
It's like ballpark chicken.
Yeah,
tender.
Just a concession stand.
Oh, just a regular.
Tender,
okay, I got you.
With generic fries.
Yes,
love it. Although the fries not on the
you
list.
You two and the bonding.
Okay.
Get us all controversial
ever since
ranking.
Manitou.
Yep. Okay.
Number three, portable meat controversial rankings. Beef jerky. You know it had to be on the list.
You know? I'm concerned because now we have two left.
Yep. And we have a lot of
hot
options.
Dog, corn dog, and chicken wing. All not.
He's
on
going
the list.
To get fired. He has two rankings left.
Oh, I've gotten an email already. I am fired.
Okay. Our HR director, Wanda, is outside with a box for you.
Okay. We're down to the top two. Number two, portable meat rankings, the hot dog. Meat, bun, from a cart, walk around
is,
New York City.
Yeah, testify. Testify. You better say it. You better say it.
You gotta have yes, condiments
you, yes,
on a hot
do.
Dog.
Mm. Yeah. I think you've blown it.
Are we agreeing
it.
For the second
I think,
time?
Yeah, yes. I think you've blown
like,
it.
A raw dog?
Yeah, you can't raw dog it.
A raw dog
Who
and
wants
a bun?
Raw dog it?
You can. Yes,
but
you
no,
can.
It wouldn't make number two on the list if it's raw dogged.
It would even drop below tuna.
And I'm not gonna lie, now that with that like parameter, chicken nuggets?
No, chicken nuggets stay!
Because you dip them. Who doesn't dip their nugget?
A McDonald's chicken nugget, while the most disgusting thing on the planet for you, is amazing. No dip.
I agree. I actually agree. And also, to that point, I would ask, who doesn't dip a chicken wing in ranch or blue cheese?
I don't.
Ever. Yeah.
They do usually have a rub, though.
Okay. Well, yeah. So does every... Okay.
So is it wings
Can I just
or corn
say this?
Dogs?
I have never seen this much passion from anybody, especially you, about the dumbest thing that's ever happened. Like, you guys, you're just listening to this. I need you to understand, she's not faking it. She is tweaked
real.
Right now.
I've gone through like every wave of emotion.
Yep,
in
you're
this,
freaking yeah. me out.
Okay. I told you I had a second coffee today.
Okay.
We're down to the last one, the portable meat rankings. Chicken wings, not on the list.
You're fired.
Number one, Say obvious. It. The corn dog. The best. Corn dog. Come on. Breading, meat.
303-222-5423. Begin submitting resumes because T-Hack, you're gone.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
I just found out that Erica and her fiance are getting a divorce.
No, well, we're not married yet and we're not.
So they're just
going to
get married and then my attorney is going to like come walking in and go like, can I start the...
It's a two for one deal.
Yes, it's a...
What are you talking about?
Because you just said, okay, so I set her up. There's a dad who's kind of going viral and is in trouble. They were up on kind of a little bit of a cliff. I don't know how high up it was. He and his 7-year-old son. And like they were going to jump into the water below. And the son seemed to have some trepidation about it.
No kidding.
So the dad
chucked him.
Picked him up and threw him.
No. Because I've been up on cliffs before, not wanting to do it, and felt forced to do it. I live to tell the story. But.
And don't you feel badass that you did it now?
No. I go, I'm good.
Would you give it to me if I was right, though? I don't think you'd tell me if I was right. That, like, having done it, you're like, even if you got bullied into it, you're like, I've done that now. No?
I remember coming up and going, I'm not going back up there. That was no good for me.
How did you learn to swim?
Ask my parents. I was very young.
Okay. I've just seen parents do this to their kids, and I've seen, this is where I got her to divorce her fiance. I've seen dog owners do it to their dogs. Your dog's afraid. Like, I had a dog, Mojo, who was a black lab mix, but like had webbed paws, wouldn't get in the water. People told me to throw him in the water. I didn't do it.
Maybe he knew he couldn't swim.
Of course he can swim.
Yeah, they would just kick
him.
He's
a dog. They know how to swim.
I don't know. Do they?
Yeah.
Most dogs do, but there are some that are just not.
French lab knows how to swim.
Will sink. French bulldogs will sink. They're just not made for it.
Really?
Yes. My mom has two of them.
So I asked Erica, once you guys get married and you have children, if your fiance, then husband, threw one of your kids or your dog into the water, you would?
I said divorce him, but are we talking off a cliff?
Just
I'm trying to find how big the cliff was. Oh, it was okay. Lake Powell.
Mm-hmm. Oh. 20-30 feet.
Yeah, probably quite big. Yeah, let them get in the water themselves. Now,
let them
toss into a pool where they can easily get out and it's not
into the deep end of the pool?
Probably not.
You're not supposed to dive in the shallow
end. In the shallow
end.
They'll hurt their legs. They'll like, yeah.
Also, do you really
think? Yeah, that's like 30 feet.
Yeah.
Oh my. No. No.
That's cake. 20 feet is cake. You're hitting water.
And it can still
And those
hurt.
Are some
Do you want to
big
know a little story?
Waves.
Okay, yeah.
A friend of mine in college.
Boy, here we go.
This is highly, I'm going to have to censor myself. A friend of mine in college went cliff diving. There was a cliff diving or cliff jumping spot kind of near our school. She didn't come home that night. No. She was my roommate.
What?
She's fine.
Oh my God. You don't get, wow. Like, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
Who tells a story like that?
She was in the hospital because you know what? If you don't jump right and you don't close your legs enough, guess what happens?
Oh, full on like seawater enema.
Worse.
She tear?
Yes.
So, no!
I can't believe I'm
she
telling
tore
this story
her
right now. Yeah. So I wouldn't just chuck someone into the water off a cliff.
What is a boy?
Imagine how bad that would hurt.
It wouldn't happen. Oh God, I can't.
I don't. There's an. There's definitely. You have to give them a little push. Like I've done it definitely in lesser extent when Leo's trying to like get a Band-Aid off and he's like, it hurts. And I'm like, let me just look at rip.
Yeah.
Done.
Okay. That's not pushing your child off a cliff.
Yes, it is. It's exactly the same thing.
It's the same energy of like, you got to just. You
Has he lost teeth
And now we're
yet?
Done. No, not yet.
I'm going to hook you up.
You're going to do the door thing. Where
no, it's not the door. Like, you have. There's 20 different things you have to do. I remember Noah, like he would just let the teeth rot in his mouth and they'd be hanging on by one little thing. And you're like, and I'm like, Noah, there's blood on your tooth. And he's like, I'm not going to pull your tooth. Just let me wipe the blood off.
Yeah.
And so I grab a Kleenex and just walk up and go, and just. Like, you have to do it. Like,
over before they even know it. And then
yes,
they go,
and then he's like, did you get the blood? I'm like, yeah, I have the tooth. Yeah. Like, you're not from I'm not from a lake place either, but like the people who live in Wisconsin or all the places with lakes, it's a rite of passage. Like, you go out to the pier and then it's like, what are you, 5?
Okay,
you
that's,
hurl the child.
That's the pier. The water's right there.
Yeah.
I don't, even that. It's like the kid's like, I don't want to jump in. It's like, okay, you don't have to.
Sometimes I don't want to jump in off a pier either.
But you have to. Would you be mad at me if I threw you in? You're already mad at me. It doesn't matter. But like.
I mean, like, Off a cliff, yeah.
Take the cliff out of it. We're talking about your little...
Cliff is the problem part.
Yeah, I
no.
agree. I'm
yes.
with Aaron.
He faced his fears, and now the kid's fine.
He didn't face them. He was forced.
Yeah.
To face them.
Yes, that in the end.
And what if he had gotten hurt?
Okay. Will you and your cute little Swanson dog meet me at Chatfield Reservoir this?
No, a man just died there.
Did somebody throw him in?
No, he got, and the waves were
Let's
too
just
big.
Stop, let's just stop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's almost President's Day, and this year, I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we had a photo shoot recently, and like all of a sudden, this is not going to happen. I'm not going tanning. I'm just saying that.
Oh, I'm not asking you to like go under a lamp.
I'm not going to stand in front of somebody and let them spray paint me.
You don't have to be nude.
I respect self-tanner. I'm not anti-self. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not an anti-tanner. But I'm not...
Why not?
I don't know what your big harumph is, because I will tell you.
Harumph?
Yeah. Yes.
It's your middle name.
Okay.
I got a spray tan for that photo shoot. It sticks around for a while. And I thought today, my best accessory is a spray tan. I look eons better when I have a spray tan. And not to toot my own horn, I think I look great.
Modesty is just out the window right. With spray
no,
tanner.
I think that. You should try it. I think both of you boys should try it. I know Aaron has tried it. Did you just not love it?
I just don't do it often because okay. I feel like I like them, but I feel like I look funny.
Yeah, like
can
you're like, this doesn't look
Aaron's
like
Aaron's complexion.
Right.
You're with red hair and green eyes.
My issue
you're
not is
supposed
that,
to.
No, my issue is that my arms are kind of tan, but like my torso is blinding white.
So then,
so
are
I'm
they
trying
matching?
To like balance it. Yeah,
and yeah. It's not.
Sorry. Anyone else just have to visualize her torso all at once? And like, but what does it do with freckles? Does it cover the freckles? Is it like
it makes
paint?
Them a little less visible? Which I could imagine you wouldn't love. Like,
yeah,
they're
I love
part
my
of you.
I love my freckles. Yeah. I want them to pop.
It's like you don't want to put on too much makeup, or else they're gone on your face, and then it's just like that doesn't look like me.
Yeah.
But boys, I don't see any freckles. I think we should
try.
Freckles.
I have lots of freckles.
No.
Do
get
you?
Get up in on this.
No.
I don't think you
Here's
do.
The weird thing. Hack wants to do it. So why do I have to do it?
I just think it would
do we
be
all
a
have
fun.
To do we have to do everything together? I want to get a high colonic. Who's in?
Ooh.
Is that when you like put water up your butt?
Huh?
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Why?
Yeah.
I think it would help you. It would be your best accessory.
Would it make me look thinner?
It would make you actually thinner. I think it
helps clean you out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds awful.
It's bidet adjacent, so I'm in.
It's not bidet adjacent. It's bidet adjacent if your bidet is hooked up to a fire hydrant.
I'm working with the city of Parker on something.
They shoot hot water in you.
Yeah, this sounds like I'm just waiting
to be bloated.
Not hot
water, but warm water. And apparently you lay there and you can see it.
Yeah, drain
go
out.
Go in and go out, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And at first, the water is not clear.
And then you wait till it's clear. No, yeah. I've heard all about this and I it freaks me out. I'd be so bloated if you shot a bunch of water up into me.
Oh, but it comes back out.
I don't care.
I do want to, because I get the ads for the self tanner.
I know what you're doing and trying to stop talking about shooting water up your butt, but I'm not going to let it be. All right, but here's what I'm saying. Why do we have to do the thing you want to do and not the thing I want to do? I want water in my
butt. I'm in for both. That's clear.
He's okay with the fire hydrant. Okay,
here's the thing, Erica, you're the one who's like, I want to take the boys. You're like, yeah. Me and Aaron are going to take the boys to tan. It's like, okay, then do we get to, like,
well,
we're going to take the girls for water butt.
Okay.
I don't know.
Like, my point of taking you guys to go tan is to understand a little bit more of, like, being a woman. So if you have something that is very boyhood that you would like to take Aaron and I to, I think we'd be open to that.
Do you think there is a tanning place on Earth that wants Hack and I to roll in?
They don't judge.
You keep underwear on when you're a man, I think.
I don't.
See, but I don't want lines. If I'm doing this, I want it professional. I want to look.
So you want to find a man who will spray your junk?
Yes.
You don't want to spray your junk.
I don't know. Why not? I've never done it. And the
do you
thing
want to
that,
spray your junk or do you want water up your butt? Those are
he
the
said
options.
He's
I'm in for a good time.
Does it ever
go wrong?
No, it's like, does it ever rub off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it takes so like your about sheets have like, it
no,
looks
no,
like a
no,
shroud
no,
of Turin
like
or
that.
Whatever.
Now, there are instances where like when I'm in weddings and things and you're sweating because you're dancing and you're partying and it does rub off a little on your dress. I'm working on a solution for my wedding. But it's not like it's going to rub off on your sheets. It's just going to start to slowly fade. And then you might get some weird speckles. And then that's when I exfoliate it off.
We could take them to one of the places where you take everything off and you stand in the thing and like revolve around.
Oh, it does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like this way.
Yeah.
And you might
it's like it tells you the poses to make. And like
that way someone's not up in your business.
Yeah.
I want someone to hurt. If I have to go through this, someone has to be. Do you lift anywhere that might be folded?
I don't. The only thing that they ask me to do. Aaron,
you know what I'm saying? Like if your butt cheeks are a little.
So what you do is they say bend over a little bit for me. Yeah. And so I'm like. And then they just get under my butt and then we return to normal.
Okay.
And you know, I had a friend once say, they ask you to bend because she didn't really have a butt.
Aww.
It was one of our funniest moments.
Is there a way we could do this all at once?
Like 4x4 tanning?
No, like Tiak and I bent over and there's water shooting up our butts.
No!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about curse words.
Yep.
In order of offensive.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I think we all know what the most offensive curse word is, right?
For is it like, the one I refuse to say?
Mm-hmm.
I would think the one that people, if you just walked up to somebody on the street and say, what's the worst word you can say? They would say.
The C word.
I think
F word would be the first. It's just top of mind.
Yeah.
It just gets said more.
But like, it's not an insult.
No, but just, it's the word.
So is it really all that offensive?
But it just, it's like.
I like to use it for flavor.
Listen.
Adjective, verb, noun. Yeah, it's everywhere.
For me, yeah. It's like on the plate of language. It's the main course. It's a side dish. It's a spice. It's just there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little upset that nobody said it yet.
My favorite use of it is saying something is f-y. It's so good. It's like
you just add a Y to it.
It's just like with a Y on it, and you're like, it is. It is that word with a Y.
I just want to say something. You know, you can go to Instagram and watch the videos of our show or whatever. You can see kind of what happens behind the scenes. Tiak has a little flag, like a referee.
Right, right.
If anybody says a curse word, he just gets it out of his pocket to remind standards and practices. Like, make sure that this doesn't get sent out
you
into
see
the
this
like
come out. It needs to be.
Yeah, I just want you to know that this room is going to be littered with flags over the
yeah.
next.
Yeah,
I didn't even pull it out this time because
I'm
you
like, didn't?
No,
you're
like,
it's going
like,
to be a lot.
This is going to be.
Yeah, they're back there scrambling right now. Yeah. I think they got that
I'm like,
one.
We're fucked.
Oh, see, it's such a good word.
I do agree with the C word, though. That to me is more of a boutique-y, like curse word.
Because
I didn't, even know it existed until I was like way older, and someone said it.
Way
and like,
older,
and like I've never even heard that word.
How old?
I was probably in high school the first time I heard it. Like, people don't say that word, and so then I heard it, and I'm like, why is that offensive? And they're like, that's not. You don't think that's offensive? I'm like. I've never heard it before.
Yeah, I heard it in middle school, and I don't really know like the origin
of how you heard it or what the word is.
No, of what the word is. Like, what is it offensive to other than just like saying someone's
right? It is weird.
It's more accepted, though, in my opinion, in Europe.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes,
probably.
It is.
Yeah.
And when I was in a band, it was a term of endearment.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
see, I hate that. That feels pretty misogynistic.
Why?
Because there's no equal word to the C word for a man.
You really, like, these guys are sitting back there with the bleep ready to go. You've already said the F word once, and you won't do it.
I won't say that. I haven't, even before this, we went on the air.
You won't say the word?
I really don't like
to. Picture yourself spelling it with a K.
No.
Say kuh.
No, I can't do it.
Okay.
And like my fiance will do this at home too. He'll be like, just say it. I'm like, I don't want to.
Okay. Not even when somebody is being one.
No, because like they have a backstory too.
Would you ever use it? Because I hear it now with a Y.
Yeah.
Like as a slay.
Right, right.
And
use it in a sentence.
Like, oh, that's
And that's a positive?
Slay, yeah. It's, you're working it. That's a, yeah.
My stepbrother has probably said that to me 100 times, but.
Okay.
Positive.
Any tears result in that?
No,
or you knew
no,
every
no.
time? Okay.
Positive connotation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what percentage of people don't like that word? It is the number one most offensive word.
Is it like 100?
It's only 81.
Okay.
I can see that.
High.
That's a lot. It is a lot.
Well, why'd you think it was 100 then?
Because that's also high.
I would guess.
Point, Erica.
No, like just, I think the 81% is 100% women. I don't think any man goes,
we
may not like it.
81%, that your math isn't mathing.
Okay, so some men,
some
right.
men don't like it.
Yeah, I definitely don't. I don't use that word because I
ever.
I was never
raised
like,
with.
Raised
it?
With. Yeah, I never heard it growing up. It never got indoctrinated into me. And then when I finally heard it, I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, that's the most offensive word." Okay, I don't say that. And then I never like. It never
had cachet to you.
Yeah.
To like, I got to be the guy who says this word because saying the F word was always so like, like, the first time I said it in front of my parents, I was like. What a rite of passage.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was on FaceTime with my mom in college, and I said something. What the f***? And I'm so uncomfortable swearing with a microphone in my face.
Oh, God, I don't know if they got that one.
Oh, stop.
I'm not sure if they got that
one. When I first started working with Slacker, my vocabulary got a little more colorful, and my mom thought I was depressed.
Oh,
she was like, does Erin need to go to therapy? She's cussing a lot.
Because of me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, does she need to go to therapy? Probably. Yes.
Unrelated. Okay, so number two most offensive word. It's not the C word. What is it?
Is it bitch? I'm not looking at the thing.
By the way, did they get that one or?
I don't know.
I like using that word when someone is being
that
one.
Is actually number three. And I don't think that counts. I mean, Meredith, whatever. What was her name? Meredith Brooks?
Right. Yeah. I thought of Meredith Blake. I don't know.
The chick, we played the song. I'm a
Brooks. Yeah, Meredith Brooks.
I'm a lover.
You can call yourself a bitch, but you cannot call other people.
Right. I mean, like.
Wouldn't you feel bad, though, if I was like, hey, Slacker, you're being a little bitch today.
No.
Huh.
At all. Not at all. There is not a single thing you could.
It wouldn't hurt your feelings?
No, no. Is there anything somebody could say to you, Hack? Like if you're a bad father or something, like,
maybe,
yes, but like.
Yeah, not funny, maybe. That would hurt.
Oh, boy.
I hear it every day. No, I don't know. I don't think there's an equivalent. But I don't use the B word either, because growing up, there was like, that's the worst thing you could call someone. Mm. Oh, actually.
A woman. There's one more. Not a man.
Yeah, yeah. Behind this door, there's the C word. It's like, well, I'm already not saying
the
B word.
I'm not saying that one.
I'm not going to.
The actual number two is mother.
Oh. Mm.
No, I don't think that one's necessarily bad.
Why?
Sometimes it's a motherfucking good day.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Dumb radio ahead. We're going to get down in the weeds on salad. Like what? Salad is going to be, it's controversial. I know that word.
Look out.
Salad. What is a salad? Is anything with just lettuce on the base of salad?
Well,
because chicken salad, it's like, I think to me, when I say salad, I'm always thinking of lettuce, but then it's like, because I don't like it when people go, oh, I'm having a tuna salad sandwich. It's like, just say tuna. Because it's not a salad.
It is tuna salad.
It's not tuna salad.
Because you can't say, I'm having a chicken sandwich and have it mean chicken salad. I know, I got you there and you hate that.
But what makes it a salad at that point? Is it the mayo that you add into it?
Mayo doesn't make it a salad.
I'm looking up the definition of salad. A cold dish, so it has to be cold, but there are warm salads.
Are there warm salads? There's cold soups, but not warm salads.
That would be called a...
Vichyssoise?
No.
No, what is cold soup? It's a...
Vichyssoise is a cold soup.
It starts with a G, I think.
Gazpacho.
There's not EO on it. I think it's just gazpacho.
I don't know.
Remember the risotto, dude? Sorry, if you're the risotto, dude.
A cold dish of various mixtures of raw or cooked vegetables, usually seasoned with oil, vinegar, or other dressings.
Okay, then tuna salad and chicken salad don't meet that requirement.
Yes, they do.
How? That's not vegetables.
It's all about the mixture, not the greens. In culinary terms, salad refers to a dish made of mixed ingredients, often bound by a dressing like mayo or a vinaigrette.
Shoot, she got me there.
So like,
is mayo a dressing? Could you just get mayo on your lettuce? Like,
no.
Ranch? I don't
Gross.
Know. It's a condiment, I would say.
Yes. I just think, because then all of a sudden goulash or a casserole is a salad.
No.
But that's
because you're mixing a bunch of crap
but then
and
you're
putting
cooking
like a...
It. It has to be cold.
Oh, but once you chill it in the fridge, oh, I'm having
colder
last
room
night's-
temp, a combination of ingredients held together by a dressing or sauce.
Because the Midwest gets into that funny territory too, where there's marshmallows in salad. Everything's a salad. Everything's
just frog's eye salad. Mm-hmm.
I'm upset with the Midwest salads.
And they have their own
Midwest
set of
salad.
Rules.
You should be. Good.
Hold on.
What did you say?
They have their own set of rules.
They do.
The Midwest?
Mm-hmm. Like an ambrosia salad.
Which is what?
I don't even know.
Is that the one with grapes?
And I really love my future mother-in-law, but she made ambrosia salad for Christmas.
Is that
the
pink one with like whipped cream?
Yes.
Gross.
I like that one.
That's not a salad. It's a dessert.
It is a dessert. But I like it.
Most ambrosia recipes contain canned or fresh pineapple, mandarin orange slices, miniature marshmallows, and coconut.
It's just a bunch of those nasty fruits in a can.
I love it.
There's nothing salad about it.
No, it's what I'm saying.
And I just didn't have any at Christmas. And I felt bad.
That's my entire life growing up in the Midwest. When you go to grandparents and you're like, all right, time to eat. And it would just be
salad,
orange salad.
Salad,
green salad, yellow like salad,
Jell-O
potato salad.
Salad.
Just everything's a salad.
Jell-O salad's not a salad.
Well, I'm just saying, there's one made out of Jell-O. Is there not?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. And you're just like, I'll just
so what is a salad? Like, to this room, can you tip... This is my beef ball with salads. I think you can tip it too far. I think there are people out there who are like, I'm just going to have a salad for dinner. And then you just put so much crap on it, it's lost its meaning. It lost the plot. Mm-hmm. It's like...
Yes
it's
and like, no, because I remember when I used to do research studies, there was like a month period where they made every single meal for me. And a lot of the
you're
times...
You're saying just for people listening.
Yeah, what?
She wasn't a scientist. She was the experiment.
I was the experiment, yes.
When she's saying she's doing research studies, she's getting paid for them to poke, prod,
things. I love doing studies.
I'm not even slightly kidding. Eric is looking at me like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had my kidney biopsied from
whatever. It was her and a bunch of rats.
So there's like a month period where they made every single meal I had to eat that certain days, like at a specific time. And they would do a salad for dinner. And they told me, if you're super full, don't worry about eating the greens. Eat the other stuff because that's the filling stuff. The greens don't matter.
But the greens are what makes a salad. A green, when you're trying to be healthy, you're eating the greens because you need the fiber or something.
You're eating the greens and also there might be other vegetables on top. And then you have a protein because you need protein.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. You're a fraud. That's not a salad. You believe a Cobb salad is a salad.
I do believe
a Cobb salad is a way to get bacon, corn, eggs. Mm-hmm. Like you're and just...
It's really not that unhealthy if you're limiting your amount of bacon and that's then the dressing you're putting on it. If you're putting
how much
ranch
lettuce
dressing.
Are we talking to? Because I've seen Cobb salads where like from you're walking by it, you can't see lettuce.
Well, that's probably not a great salad then.
That's what I'm saying. Or it's like you go to a restaurant and they're like, oh, have the Mediterranean salad. And you're like, what's meant? Oh, there's steak on it. And then there's like,
that wouldn't be Mediterranean.
Yeah, that really wouldn't.
It wouldn't?
No.
There's not really red meat in Mediterranean.
Yeah, probably chicken or like fish.
Oh, so everybody's just waiting for Slacker to make a mistake so he can jump on his salad opinions.
But when I was young, I feel like TX going to yell at me. I would not eat hamburgers, pizza. I didn't really like meat. I didn't want to eat chicken. So we would go out to dinner and I'd be like, the salad with ranch, please. And it wasn't that I thought I was healthy. I was, in fact, very unhealthy eating my lettuce with ranch every day.
Gross.
What? That was better than a burger?
Yeah, I really didn't like red meat as a kid. Pizza with pepperoni only. If there was sausage on it, I was out.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know what to tell you about.
I don't know what the answer to this question is because I want to rewrite what a salad is. Like I don't.
What is your definition?
It's got to be it's mostly lettuce. It can be or some green leafy thing. Arugula.
Well, that's the lettuce.
I don't know why I said that so aggressively.
Like, I love an arugula salad.
We need to crack down on the casseroles that are calling themselves salads. That's what we need.
Like potato salad.
Yes.
That's not a casserole.
But it's not a salad. What is that? I eat it every day because I'm on a diet.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay, this is for the people in relationships in the room.
Sorry, Slacker.
Slacker, you just hang there for a minute. Okay, we can get to you in a second. Have you heard of a screen divorce?
No, I don't think so.
Screen?
Like
screen.
S-C-R-E-E-N.
Yes. Not scream. Not sleep. Sleep divorce is a very common thing where you sleep in different beds.
And not just different beds, different rooms. I know that seems obvious, but like, do you remember old timey TV where there'd be like two twin beds in a room they would each
That's
get in
That's
kind
of popular. They're
so
next
you still
to each
sleep
other.
In the same room.
I know a couple who has, it's like a split king or something. So they have a separate thing, but they're next to each other.
But it's still a king.
But they also have separate blankets.
That is very
Is it like Scandinavian?
Sweet?
That's what it
or
is.
Sweet, or maybe it
I
is
think,
Swedish.
I don't know.
Where you have different duvets and then you can, I should do that.
That
because,
is actually very, like, for some reason, anyone I've ever slept with turns into a burrito roller in the middle of the night. And I'm like,
that's
me. Like, all the covers. And I'm like, you just kept, like, if I turn over, then I turn back. I don't turn over again. I'm not a rotisserie chicken.
Oh, my fiance is a rotisserie chicken.
So he just keeps rolling up like a burrito. Yeah,
and then
you need
I
your
have
own
to
comforter.
Literally shove him with both hands and say, I need covers. So anyway.
Sounds like something SWAT would say.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I need cover. No, okay. So a screen divorce is when you choose to watch different things, which is like, doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but.
But at the same time, like you can, like if you're into Bridgerton.
Right.
And I'm watching Drive to Survive, like on my, my time, I'll watch it. And then you watch.
Right.
But like,
on your own time. And then after dinner, this is typically what we do. After dinner, we sit down to watch a show together. Together. We're not screen divorced. We're not just like here. Because what my sister and her husband do is one of them gets the big screen and one gets their iPad.
They sit in the same room,
And I think the person with the iPad has like AirPods in. So, so during like basketball finals.
Okay, the guy gets the iPad. Let's be honest.
No.
If it's a member of your family, she's a princess.
Okay, first of all, Bean. No,
did I just win that?
No one talks to the queen that way.
So during like basketball playoffs or something, the big screen goes to basketball and my sister will watch whatever reality TV show here. Well, and then Love Island season.
Big screen,
she gets big screen. He watches whatever. Although
do you
she,
need the big screen for
yes,
Love Island?
Yes, you
no,
do.
You
yeah.
don't.
You absolutely
what?
Do.
To see what?
But does he need the big screen for whatever he's watching?
Yes, because the play unfolds in a
no,
big...
No,
that's
but
what
I'm
a
saying,
big screen's for.
He's not necessarily sports. Watching basketball while this... He's just watching something else. However, she has posted a photo of him the other day. Literally, he has the screen in front of him, but his eyes are on Love Island.
Amazing.
That's... I'm against it. For that reason, I think I don't know if I'm agreeing with you or not, but I think you watch the show together, whether
yes.
you like it or not.
You have to suck it up.
Yes.
And wait, pretend
and
you care about Great British Bakers.
I agree.
Or
yeah.
Find something you both like.
That's almost
you picked each other for a reason. Don't you think you have something
I
in common?
I just have to say, have you talked to your fiance about it?
I guess I haven't suggested a screen divorce, but we have a lot of shows that we both love that we watch. Mm. Now, did he get to watch season two of The Last of Us? No, because I didn't want to.
But he can watch it on his own time.
No, could. This is what I'm saying. He's pretending to like your shows, Princess. But he
I'm going to text him right now. How many of the shows we watch do you actually
Erica,
like?
You, this is like, how many times has she done this on the show? What response do you think he's going to give?
Okay,
of course, my love, Princess Darling
really
Love
really into Traitors, which
That's
is
such
that
a lie.
Peacock
he
show.
Is
hilarious.
We watch Stick Together, which is the Apple TV Owen
Wilson
golf. Is it
good? Because they keep suggesting
it's pretty good, yeah. Especially if you like golf.
I think, but I agree if you can find something you both like to watch, that's ideal. But I think you do have to suck it up, like you said. If I'm into the NBA Finals and my wife knows this, once the NBA playoffs start, we're watching the games.
For
and
sure.
She knows that. And she has shows that are like that, that I'm just like,
yeah.
This
I'm
going to
get
turn.
Through this because I love her.
Exactly.
Do you know how much Michigan football I have watched? Okay. It goes both ways.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. What are we doing?
It's kind of like the simple task that you hate doing.
And if you were super rich, you would pay someone to do for you. Even though in a normal world, it makes no sense to pay someone to do this. Mm-hmm.
Wipe my butt.
Great. That's a great example.
No, it's not a great example. I don't mind that at all. In fact, I just want to say, I'm going to take this moment. Thank you, T-Hack, for making my butt wiping almost a non-existent thing.
Thank you. We work well together.
The bidet is a game changer,
yeah.
Man.
Yep.
Game changer.
What is with men and bidets?
Once you get one, no, yeah, I think
my fiance loves his bidet, but I've never used it.
Really? What? You should try it.
I just like, do I want water going up there?
You don't think you do? Tell it it's there. And then you're like,
and then it's all you
how
want.
How did I live? Okay. There are times I'm just like, I need to wake up a little bit.
I'm going to sit on the pot.
It is. It's life changing.
It's a magical fountain. Can you give me some examples? Like, what would, Erica, what would you do?
There's a lot of things that I hate doing, but one of them is cleaning out the fridge. Like, if once a week someone could come to my home for 30 minutes, smell things.
I will gladly do that. I love that.
But Aaron, can I go with you?
Yeah.
I am fascinated to hear people call with things that they go, it's so hard. I wish someone would do blank because I think we're going to disagree on things.
I literally did this like for fun at my boyfriend's house.
Erica, I think
not that it's hard. It's that if anything is spoiled, I can't touch it.
Oh.
I have
put on gloves.
First I got to take off my rock, and then
mm-hmm. Yeah. Despite being spoiled yourself,
does anybody have on their bingo card somehow finding a way to take refrigerator cleaning into a way to announce that she's engaged?
Oh no, I was just putting on gloves, it would get stuck.
I got it. Yeah. Okay.
No, I just, if something, I think about like Greek yogurt being in the fridge and like if it's old and it stinks.
But it
maybe
won't stink because it'll still be sealed. Just grab it, turn it over, read the expiration date. Hoop-pong.
Okay.
There is just the sound of like my trash can hangs. It's in like a cabinet. Like you pull the cabinet door open and the trash can's in there. So the trash can itself is not on the ground. So when something goes into it, it goes, whoop-dong. It makes like a, it's like a conga drum.
Right.
And there's just this satisfaction where you're like, this expired. Expired. Oh my God. I just cleaned out my pantry.
Come on over.
I cleaned out my spice cabinet. Mm-hmm. Aaron and I will be there tonight.
Totally.
I just want to use a bidet.
Do you have one?
It's not hooked up at this house yet. So he's got a.
Oh, wow.
No,
he doesn't love it then. That's,
oh no,
it's the first priority.
Of course it is.
He actually never he loves it. He never installed it at the house we were in before because it was less than a year. It's been like a whole thing.
So does he just go out back with a garden hose?
Yeah, he's like, honey, can you come hose me down?
Okay, we've got a couple examples, but we want you to call in. We need to hear one more before we give the phone number. Who else has got one?
Changing the bed sheets.
Oh my God.
The fitted sheet. I have a California King and it takes me like 30 minutes to walk from one side to the other. And every
legs are so short.
Single morning.
Just like my dog.
Every single morning, it's like lifted off the corner and it starts to like peel off.
You need better sheets.
I don't know where to get them.
You need the wide pocket.
Yeah, you might have a thick mattress and a thin sheet.
You need a wide pocket sheet. Mine still go up a little bit every day, but I love every day like grabbing the corner and going, and watching it go get
you
like all tight.
Enjoy that?
I never thought, like cleaning the fridge, just like you said, I thought it was this thing. And then once you open your fridge the next day, you're like, It's done. My God. Yeah. I did that and it only took like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, and the same with the sheets. Like, I don't like doing it. But when I get home that night, oh God.
I kind of like doing it. It's like calming and therapeutic. It's like satisfying for me, yes, to like get the crease and fold the thing over. And
oh, you make your bed every morning?
Every morning. Leave my bedroom with my bed unmade. Once you get in the habit, you'll never go back.
Well, I'll work on my habits.
All right, so we'll keep going around the room, but what do we call it? If you had all the money in the world, what would you like to just get off your list? Like, what would you pay somebody to take away from you? 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
My main like response or chore or whatever is the dishes. I wash the dishes. I keep an eye on the sink like a hawk. There's dishes in there, like, because I know, like, I can gauge dishes in the sink. I can do them. I can help.
Yep.
But I hate when I go to do the dishes and then you look at the rack and it's just got all of yesterday's dishes all dry, but the rack's still full.
But is that part of your job?
Yeah. So you want to pay not liking it? She said she was going to pick it up. We're working on it.
You'd rather wash them than put them away?
Absolutely. I hate putting them away. I don't know why. I hate because they're like all Jenga piece in the rack.
And then you've got to find where each thing goes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm ready to wash. And now I'm like, turn the water off. Now I got to put these away first.
You don't get a satisfaction of like my glasses are like four deep and now this one only has three. So now I'm like, oh.
The final piece.
Yeah, it's like putting the final piece in the puzzle. I love putting dishes away.
I'm discovering that you're a real clean freak. You like when everything's
I definitely like it.
Nothing is on his counter.
No,
do you,
again,
want to come
F1
over to my home and fix everything?
F1 cars? I'm talking about like...
Appliances, yeah. No, but it's weird that I have the F1 cars out there. I don't like... But yeah, no, I don't like... Mm-mm. My toaster's put away. If you want toast, ask me and I'll tell you where to get the toaster.
Okay.
I mean, people, why do you have your appliances out? Look at me, I can afford a blender. So what? So can I. It's up there.
Some of us don't have enough storage for all of our appliances.
So I guess I don't really have anything to add because I'm so rich that I have storage for my appliances.
Exactly.
I don't know what I would pay somebody to do for me.
Mow your lawn?
I would pay you to not. If somebody offered me a service, if that guy showed up every day, I'd go, $20 to go away.
Like, what about sweep somewhere?
Yeah, you know what it is? It's like cleaning baseboards.
Oh, the baseboards in my house are disgusting from the renters before. And guess who still hasn't cleaned them?
Me. Really?
Wait, they didn't clean them before you moved in?
It was a whole thing. They claimed a cleaner came and I looked around and I was like, there's no way a cleaner was in here.
What about like shaving your head?
I don't mind it. I went to Floyd's one time and I'm going to tell you, it's the scariest thing. I know they get certified because they're just using the one blade or whatever.
Yeah.
But the end, like I think I could hold my breath underwater for 15 minutes because I don't think I breathe the entire time. Because you're just like, oh my God, they have a huge blade on my head and they're just going.
Yeah.
No, I'll shave my own head. Anyway.
Interesting.
If you would pay somebody to take something off your plate, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Normally, I'm way better at saying things more concisely.
Sure.
What? The thing you don't want to do anymore.
The thing that if you were super rich,
you would pay someone
to do.
And the second we got off the air, everybody's like, you guys were complaining about laundry. Who's got a problem with laundry?
I have no problem taking the laundry, putting it in the washer, from the washer to the dryer.
But congratulations.
Folding it? Absolutely not. Putting it away?
Ding, ding, ding.
No.
What is wrong with you people and putting things away? Like, Tiak not wanting to put his dishes away.
Yeah, like, and I feel that way about it. I like folding it, but I hate putting it away.
I hate folding it.
I want to fold it, put it in the basket, and then just someone else do it.
I will sleep next to it. I will take my hamper, dump it on my bed, and just sleep next to it.
And that was my number one problem when I was single. I slept next to laundry 4 weeks. Why are you looking at us like that?
Because it's like you run a whole marathon. You're like, oh man, I did the whole thing. I just don't like doing that thing where I cross the finish line. Like I did, like you did all the stuff.
But I'm not
like you're
kidding.
Right there. It's like, oh, but like hitting that tape and it hits my skin. Ugh, I don't want to cross the finish line.
No one's giving
26
me a medal for folding my laundry.
Maybe they should.
You guys, I just don't understand it. You did the harder stuff. Like.
Just put her. Okay.
We also have a text that says folding socks. I'll do the rest of the laundry, no problem, but folding socks.
Socks? You just go,
that.
What? Bunch, bunch, bunch.
That's my favorite part.
I bunch, actually bunch, like bunch. The socks
you
part.
Match bunch, them. Bunch, bunch.
But also, when they're not matching up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I got a little loop right now where my daughter is like mismatching like Spider-Man socks on purpose.
Oh.
And then I'm just like, nope, you're not allowed to do that.
Right.
The OCD in me is like, she's not though.
Okay.
Anna?
Hi.
Hi. What do you wish you could? Yeah. What do you wish you could pay somebody to do?
Definitely weeds. And if you have trees, like, you know, pine trees, all those pine needles that you have to pick up from your garden.
Oh my God, Anna, I love you so much.
She found the thing.
I couldn't think of any things for me. I love taking care of my grass, my garden. Weeding or those stupid pine. It's just, it's a never ending.
The weeds, they just come back in a day.
I know.
Yeah, but it's satisfying to pull them out and get the whole root.
It is. It's kind of satisfying, but it's just never ending. And like, you get it all done and then you turn around and there's one that's 3 feet high and you're like,
yeah.
How did you?
Exactly.
How did you get here?
Or you walk out after like doing it last night and it's, yeah. You're like,
yeah. Or it's windy.
How did we grow that much in the dark?
Okay, can I just thank you for the call? Can I ask a weird question about that?
You always do.
Why don't we just like weeds?
Because
like
they're ugly and they're gonna kill the rest of our plants.
But we all decided grass is the thing, but the other one grows easier. So why don't we just do that?
So I've been presented with this argument a few times because there's lots of ground cover plants that will just grow naturally and they don't need the watering and all that.
Yeah, just go.
But you can't play on it.
Right.
You can't kick a ball around. You can't run around. You can't put a swimming pool on it. Like, you can't use it as a backyard. It would grow on its own, but that's what I've come up with.
That's a good reason.
I like Michelle.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. What would you pay somebody to take off your plate?
Detail the inside of my car.
Oh my God, she found another one that's me.
Yeah. Are you guys doing that?
I know people.
I need to. It's been a year.
The way Aaron and I feel about cleaning your fridge out, I know people who feel that way about detailing the inside of their car. It's just, it's that cathartic. They get in there with a Q-tip inside their vents, and it's just like, but
it's like the scene from Toy Story when
he's cleaning Woody.
Yeah. When they paint and shine. Yeah.
There's people who have that gear, but God, I'm with you, Michelle. Never. My car is a pit. Sorry. Thank you for the call. Monica.
Yay.
What do you want to pay somebody else to do?
Sleeping with my husband. So not like every time, just like those shitty afternoon quickies where he doesn't really have a lot of time to spend on you. That'd be nice.
That is when it should be no thanks.
They're called prostitutes. No. You can actually get this done.
Unfortunately, probably lots of women who would do it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. All right. It's time for us all to admit the stupid thing we've done. Stupid injuries. Like it. I have so many different things I've done to myself, I can't even remember all of them.
Okay, well, PG, please.
Well, no, I mean, what was that trend? Do you guys remember, every once in a while, there's like one of the trends where like there's a fitness thing, and then everybody does it on TikTok or something. And yet, like, I remember something like you walked up a wall, like you got on the ground, and then you like walked up the wall and ended up in a handstand or something.
Can't say I participated in that one.
You don't remember? Like,
I don't.
Or like the thing where you're like on your knees and your hands, and then it's like only women can put their arms.
Yes, do the thing like move their arms.
Back. Yeah.
I hurt myself on that one.
Did you give yourself a rug burn on your forehead? Or
You literally, for some reason, guys' faces just immediately go right into the
center of gravity.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think so.
Ours is lower?
Why?
We got weird things going on. I don't know.
Is it because of your boobs? No. What makes her... Why would their center of gravity...
I still fell.
No, I mean, the one where you did the yoga thing up the wall and into a handstand or something, I did it on my hardwood and I smashed my face.
Oh,
I bled a lot. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
I'm not very smart. Okay. Look, I've already gone. Somebody else say, you have to, like...
It's not my own, can I still tell it? It's real funny. It's real funny.
I said two times I've hit my face on the floor.
I'm sure. I as a warrior, avoid injury as much as possible.
Probably true.
But my sister in middle school was playing in, I think it was just like NPE, and they were like, let's play moon ball, which is where you play like softball with a volleyball. And they pitched it to her. She goes to hit it. Well, everything's off. The physics are off here.
Yeah.
Doink. She had a goose egg on her head, and it was the night of the first middle school dance.
No.
I mean, when I say a goose egg, I mean a full,
what did,
like,
she get hit with? The bat?
The bat. Because of the physics of like hitting a volleyball. No, I'm sorry. They were hitting a dodgeball. Like a rubber red
those
ball.
Hurt.
And it just.
But she hit herself in the head with the bat.
She's not very athletic.
Okay.
She'll like kill me if she hears this, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's
good.
How was the dance?
She was very popular. I think it was fine. I think we like styled her bangs over.
It doesn't matter. It's pushing them out, though.
Yeah. Still it's out. Like,
is that
yeah.
Justin Bieber?
Yeah. Who wants to go?
I mean, I have broken my leg a couple of times.
A couple?
In the same spot. That's why I feel the pressure changes in that. You know?
She's 100 years old.
Yeah, we all are.
But I broke it doing the Macarena.
Why does that?
Like, you know, the Macarena has a lot to do with your arms.
Yeah.
And, you know, moving
it literally
them.
Has nothing to do with your feet.
Well,
you turn
hey,
once, right?
Hey, Macarena. Hi. And you jump on the.
One more time.
And then, hey, Macarena. Hi.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's very like.
But to break your leg, strain or twist.
No,
or,
yeah, I fully
snap
broke
which
it.
Bone?
The fibula.
And can you speak in stupid people terms?
The non-weight bearing bone on my lower leg. So
yeah.
I was
the
in a
femur's
cast for
the
a
big
couple,
dog
yeah.
on your thigh, and then
right.
there's the two legs on
the tibia and the fibula.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was in a cast for a few months, had to wear a boot.
Can you explain though? So you jumped and turned.
I like landed on my foot sideways. So my ankle just like collapsed.
Yeah, it's not funny because I'm sure it was painful, but like the athleticism that takes.
Hey, it's a tibula.
All right, so if you have injured yourself in a stupid way, we would love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I also have a friend, because he was in band. I was not a nerd. He was.
I'm right here.
They were rehearsing marching, no instruments. They were walking backwards. His Achilles tendon snapped. Just walking backwards. On the field.
That is someone who needed to strengthen their tendon.
That just happened. Yeah. It just happened.
He was
in
growing
weird times.
Too fast.
Can't
and
you
he
just like
yeah.
hear the snap?
Yeah.
By the way, I have been in the room when a guy snapped it. It's incredible.
Oh, it's insane.
It sounds like you broke like a chair from a leg. Like a chair leg. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like leg from a chair. Sorry. It's like, or like you break a whole stalk of celery. It's like, it's a little wet. It's like,
oh God! Oh, we got my legs are like oozing right now.
Do you know what a slap bracelet looks like?
Oh,
how
yeah.
it's like round and then you whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah. You see that happen.
Your Achilles
under the skin.
Like does a slap bracelet
yeah.
up the back
yeah.
of your leg.
Guys, no.
When I was a senior in high school, I sprained my ankle in a basketball game. So that wasn't the stupid part.
Okay.
So I was out for a couple games of my senior year, which like was a really big deal to me. But then it was homecoming, and we did homecoming during basketball season because we were a very small school. So I was on the homecoming court, and every year the homecoming court, the guys do a dance routine for the pep rally.
What kind of school did you go to?
And we had been training for this for months.
Okay.
And so now I've got a sprained ankle, and I'm not playing basketball games. But at the pep rally, still did the dance routine, hoping my coach wouldn't show up. He did.
Oh,
and boy. Saw me as I wasn't running sprints the night before at practice, but there I am shaking my groove thing during the pep assembly. So that was pretty stupid. With a tape, I had to tape my ankle.
Right.
Oh, what a brave, brave soul you are.
I didn't win either.
I have one more weird one. I don't know if I've ever said this one before. I had a friend of mine who was driving home. I shouldn't say this part, but he had a little bit to drink.
Oh, okay.
And he ran out of gas like a block from his house.
Classic.
But he was going fast enough that he felt like he could coast the rest of the way home. And it was about, I don't know, 300 feet from his house, and the car's still rolling about 20 miles an hour. And he's like, if I jump out, I can then just push it the rest of the way.
No.
And like, so you open your car door and then you're going to run next to it with the steering wheel, and you can guide it into the thing. And when he jumped out of the car, that was when he realized that humans can't run
right
20 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's like still kind of fast.
But he
yeah.
didn't want the car to crash into anything, so he didn't let go of the steering wheel. So then he's holding onto the steering wheel, and then his legs are being dragged underneath the back tire.
He's like Fred Flintstone.
Oh, yeah, fully. He was, yeah.
But not even
well.
Yeah. And then he woke up in the middle of somebody's front yard.
Oh, no. Just zoomed right by the guest. Oh, no.
I mean, that's a stupid injury. Thinking you can run 20 miles an hour and get drugged by your own car.
Oh, my gosh. I hope we get ones that stupid.
Yeah, that's what we're going to get. If you've injured yourself in a stupid way, we want to make fun of you. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've all admitted how dumb, well, actually, some of us admitted how dumb we are with our stupid injuries.
I'm sure I've got stupid injuries. I just don't remember them because I'm so stupid.
It's just more fun to like rat out your sister instead.
It's a good injury.
Rich?
Yay.
Stupid injury. What happened?
So I had a cousin day. We were together all day playing slug bug. We ended up going to the bars. We all got pretty drunk. We were in the car in the parking lot. Wanted to get him back because he kept getting me all day. So I went to punch him on his shoulder, and he moved. I hit his shoulder blade and broke my hand right on his shoulder.
Oh.
By playing slug.
Oh, that was a slug bug.
Yeah, that's right. I really thought you were going to crash the car or something.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Much
I'm
better.
So
like, yes, yeah.
I'm glad you broke your hand.
Yeah, we're all glad. That is a stupid injury. Thank you, Rich. Kaylee?
Yeah.
Yay. Stupid injury. What happened?
Yeah, so basically, I had a little bit to drink that evening, and I got really hungry, so I wanted cheese and crackers. And so, course, it was a block of cheese. Yep. And a block of cheese and a Henkel knife. And my husband told me, oh, don't slice that at your hand. No, it's fine. I don't want to get out of the cutting board. First slice, literally just put the knife right through my hand.
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, my cheese was a little bit ruined, and the knife still sharp to this day, and we own it. A little bit afraid of it now, but that was my
what
stupid
What part way. Of your hand did it go through?
It was my finger.
Okay. Like, okay. I'm glad it didn't go through like the palm. That feels like
which
a
is
lot.
Worse. I think right. The finger's worse.
Did no, it cut palm's it worse.
But it was sharp, so it didn't hurt that bad.
That's good.
So that was lucky.
I'm not sure it matters.
And you, since you were hammered, you bled a ton.
Yeah.
She never
said
hammered.
She said she'd had a little bit to drink, and all of a sudden, cheese is a good idea.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
But not my smartest moment.
Kaylee.
Thank you, Kaylee. Jennifer.
Yes.
Yay. I'm sorry. Stupid injury.
Okay. So I had not seen my KitchenAid food processing blade for weeks. And that night, after thinking about it in the afternoon, I found it as it dropped off the counter, dropped onto three of my toes, filled my shoe with blood within seconds.
No.
I grabbed a paper towel and a pillow, wrapped my toes in the towel, and put the pillow under my head and passed out for 3 hours.
Were you hammered too?
Pardon me?
Were you hammered?
Or were you home alone?
I was home alone.
No, Jennifer, my body hurts thinking about this.
Yeah.
It didn't chop the toes off, though. You made it sound like when you wrapped the toes in a paper towel that they were like separate from you.
Yeah,
like
so wrapped your whole foot.
Going to go to market or something.
I couldn't wear shoes for about 2 months.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Wait, guys, this was... Yeah. Stupid injuries.
Yeah, I know.
This
is not gross us out. Give us the skeeves.
Right. The skeeves are had.
Okay. Do you want to stop or do we keep?
No.
No,
keep going.
Come on.
Yeah, keep going.
Chris?
Yay.
Skeeve us out. I'm sorry. Stupid injury.
I was the stupid teenager a month after graduating high school. Thought I was invincible. Hung out with my friends all night. And that next morning, I had a staff meeting, went to that, and then drove to my friend's house, fell asleep behind the wheel, and decided to wrap my car around a tree.
Mm-hmm. No.
And that's what woke you up was the tree?
No, it was the bump from the street to the person's front yard in their grass.
Oh.
And I wasn't wearing my seatbelt, and luckily the only thing that happened to me was a crushed ankle.
Was what?
A crushed ankle.
Oh, crushed ankle.
Wow.
Okay. I will say this, it does help if you're asleep, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, but she woke up like right before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right before the impact.
I feel heebie-jeebie.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the toes are in the, the passenger seat, Erica. Let's
do one more.
The
Sydney.
Toes.
Yay.
Stupid injury. What happened to you?
One of my birthdays when I was younger, my aunt took me to learn how to ski. Didn't even make it to the hill. Still in the ski class. Fell backwards so bad that I sprained my wrist and couldn't even get up. So they had to bring ski patrol over to get me up.
For the wrist? Bottom of the bunny hill.
Actually, I'm lying, Sydney. Yeah. I get it. I broke my elbow and I also had to get someone to come.
On the bunny hill?
No. Playing soccer. I broke my elbow and they had to call 911 because I couldn't move. So.
And it wasn't even broken.
All right. Can we be done now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of somebody getting arrested for... This is something everybody in this room does all the time.
What?
I'm doing it right now. And I could be arrested.
Talking? Sweating?
You'll find out.
Being nervous. Sweating?
Yeah, that felt...
Stop guessing and let T-Hack do his thing.
I wasn't guessing. That's what Erica said, and I was just very confused.
I have a story. If you're going to pull off a heist, maybe use the bathroom first.
Oh.
First. Before.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Pittsburgh.
You don't say.
What is that?
I don't really like Pittsburgh. I'm thinking of Philadelphia. Never mind.
Okay. You don't like the Eagles?
Their sports fans are...
Well, there's Steelers. They also have a team. So you can, if you don't like...
Okay. It's the Philly sports fans that are really intense. Anyway.
They are very intense. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So this was a casino in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
A man was initially arrested for trespassing because he tried to steal $4,000 worth of alcohol from the casino.
There's more better things to steal. Okay.
So they caught him. He's being taken into custody and he said, you know what, fellas, before we do the whole rigmarole, take me downtown.
Yeah.
I've really got to go to the bathroom. In fact, I'm going to go blow up that bathroom, if you know what I'm saying. And they said,
oh,
sir. Okay. So they let him into the bathroom.
Okay.
Where he lit a firecracker and quite literally blew up the toilet.
Oh, he meant it.
He meant it.
He meant, I'm going to blow up the bathroom.
He meant it. Yeah, an employee was treated after the explosion for minor injuries.
Oh, my gosh.
Expected to be fine, but now the man is facing charges of arson, theft, and I didn't know this was a thing, risking a catastrophe. Don't risk it.
Normally, when I'm in the bathroom, I like to do a lot of the...
What? Did they not send like a cop in with him?
I would, you'd think they would have someone in there.
Yeah.
But they just let him do his business.
Right. Hey guys, I don't know if you heard it, but like moments later, Erica got it.
Took me a minute.
It did. My story also not from Florida. It's from Austria. If only there were somebody famous from Austria that we could do their accent.
I did the jump off.
That's German.
That's Germany. No! What are you, some kind of idiot?
I am going to pump you up.
I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's so weird. What are you doing? Anyway, since none of us can do an Austrian accent, I guess. Oh, Austrian. Put another shrimp on the barbie.
No!
Rice up lights. Rice up lights.
You Juckman.
A man in Austria was recently detained by police. Police said the man had behaved provocatively and uncooperatively during an encounter with officers. Apparently, he broke wind loudly in front of police. He was fined $500.
Are you kidding me?
For malicious farting.
Honestly? Man.
Yes, for breaking
all
wind loudly.
All men need to hear this, because yes. How many times do you think it's funny to just, like, walk upstairs and, like, go, like...
Never? How about never? I don't find that funny at all. Yeah. About that dinner party you guys were having. No thanks. I'm not coming. What? Do you do that?
Okay. Yeah.
No! Arrest her. It's my fiance.
All right. Anyway, those were all the stupid people we could find.
That wouldn't get you arrested.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.